In. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump says he is removing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook from her position. Trump said on Truth Social there is sufficient reason to believe Cook made false statements on one or more mortgage agreements. The Republican-led House Oversight Committee is issuing a new subpoena for documents held by the estate of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The committee is moving ahead with its probe into the disgraced financier with a request for his will, any documents resembling a client list, any black books containing Epstein's contacts, flight logs, and an alleged book of birthday letters from Epstein's friends. President Trump says he's still working to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Today in the Oval Office, Trump expressed his frustration with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Every conversation I have with him is a good conversation, and then unfortunately a bomb is loaded up into Kiev or someplace.
But he once again said he thinks peace is possible. Lawyers for former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's wife are begging for leniency. Ahead of next month's sentencing for her bribery and fraud conviction. Kristen Marks reports.
In a letter to Judge Sidney Stein, they ask for 12 months and one day of prison time, claiming Nadine's entire life has been marked by men who have taken advantage of her and that she's deeply traumatized. Meanwhile, her husband is also pleading for the judge to go easy on his wife, writing that his defense should not have suggested that Nadine was money hungry and would therefore solicit others for help. Prosecutors argued she was a partner in crime with her husband, acting as a go-between, demanding and collecting bribery payments and the form of gold bars, cash, and a Mercedes. Bob Menendez is currently serving an 11-year sentence.
The transportation secretary is set to announce action Tuesday against three states over English language tests for truck drivers. I'm Brian Shook.
Automotive Avenues in Walton.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
We still have that accident on the parkway, southbound on the ramp to exit 135. Also watch for overnight construction southbound by the John Bon Jovi service area. And you have overnight work on 287, both ways between exits 5 and 12. There's also construction on 80, eastbound from exit 52 to 57 that's blocking up to two lanes. Also construction on the turnpike, southbound the truck lanes closed their entire length, northbound the car lanes closed from exit 8 up to 14. And on the western spur, southbound between 18W and 15W. Leaving New Jersey, George Washington Bridge lower level is closed for overnight construction. Delays to the upper level are easing. The Lincoln Tunnel center tube closed for maintenance, and so far no delays at the Holland Tunnel. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey News and Jersey Views, both are here on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather. Clear and comfortable overnight, lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Plenty of sunshine overhead on Tuesday with a pleasant afternoon with low humidity, highs near 80. Clear to partly cloudy Tuesday night. And partly to mostly sunny and pleasant on Wednesday, aside from a stray shower across the northwest, most locations remaining dry, highs in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
67 degrees across New Jersey.